8, Campy, Louisiana, 71411. Our service times are 9:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship and Bible study on Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. We would love to see you and hear from you. Our doors are open. Living Word Ministries radio broadcast can be heard every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11:30 a.m. until 12 noon. Continuous blessings. Pastor Al Toria Holden Sr. and Living Word Ministries, thank you for your support.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1 KAYT, praising the Lord.
Circling the globe with the glory of the gospel, this is the Movement of Christ broadcast, featuring the teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II, preaching the uncompromised word of God. Dr. Montgomery is pastor of the Greater King David Baptist Church, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and ministers to the needs of all people through the love of God. Join us now for an anointed message from God's Word for your life today.
For just a little while, I want to speak from the subject, Do It Now. Do it now. My brothers and sisters, Solomon, who writes these words experientially, was a very young man when he assumed the throne of his father, David. Some scholars say he's between 15 and 19 years of age. While we may not know the exact years of when he became the king, what we do know is that he was a very, very youthful individual when God gave him the highest position in the land. One of the things that I think we need to also understand is that Solomon, as he's speaking from experience, knows how important both youth and the activities of youth are to the youth. But what the youth sometimes forget is that they won't remain youth always. There are times in our lives when, as youthful folk, filled with vigor, vim, and vitality, feel like we are strong, and so strong that we can do and accomplish anything we want in our own strength, that we sometimes forget it's really not us, but the blessing of God's health and favor in and on our lives that allows us to accomplish the things that we accomplish. In youth, sometimes we never really think about who it is and what it is that is driving us inside out. And a lot of times all we're concerned about is having fun and doing that that pleases the flesh. And we have no real regard for rules or for the things of God, because those are not the natural things of youth. And so Solomon is dealing with this because he knows, as a young man, what he has experienced, and now he is an older man. And he looks back on his past. Ever notice why old folk call the younger days good old days? Because now, usually, there is a place in life when those things you used to do It's not so much that you don't do them no more. It's that you can't do them no more. And we get mad sometimes with youth for being youth. When we were youth, we were just like those youth. And that's why as older folk, we need to love and nurture our youth. We need to encourage them and show them a better way. We need to let them know that we have been where they are. And listen, it's what you do when you are a youth that affects what you are when you get older. And so Solomon is dealing with all of this, and he's putting all of this on their minds and helping them to understand. Listen, while you're young, yeah, have fun. Enjoy yourself. But get to the point where you recognize that there must be a balance. In the midst of all of your youthfulism and all of your excitement and all of your having fun, that there must be a place for God. A place for God. That's why I want to give God glory and praise for the parents who bring their children to Sunday school. For parents who teach devotional messages to their children. I want to thank God for parents who show their children the way and not just tell them the way. Thank God for parents who give the children instruction and insight on how to be what God has called all of us to be. Thank God for the parents. Would you help me do that this morning? Look at what he says, and I'm almost through. This message is really for the youth, but it's for the youth at heart as well. Ecclesiastes 12 and 1. Remember now. Remember not later. Remember now. Let me be very clear with you. This word remember really means not only to acknowledge now, but it also means to take action now. To acknowledge and to take action. Listen to me, young people. Solomon says we ought to remember or to acknowledge God when? You will have to talk back to me today. Young people, remember God when? Now, not only must you acknowledge him now, but when does he want you to take action? Now. Remember now is both to acknowledge and to take action. He says what? Remember now thy creator. Solomon goes all the way back to the book of Genesis when the Bible says in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. Verse 26 of that first chapter tells us that he says, let us make man in our image and in our likeness. He makes clear in verse 27, he said in 26, he said it, and in verse 27, he did it. You read it when you get home, Genesis 1:27. He said it in Genesis 1:26, but he did it in 1:27. Why is that important? Because he's showing us a pattern. Once you acknowledge God, then you need to do the things that God has set upon your heart to do. Now listen at this, because I want to share with you three things that I want you to write down and I want you to hold on to. And that's to all of us here in this house today. When he says, remember now thy creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt have no pleasure, thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. What he's really saying is three things that will help us to really understand the importance of this verse. One is he's talking about when we acknowledge God, we're acknowledging that God has created us in an important way for his glory. Important to know. We are all created with God's glory in mind. We were not created for ourselves. We do not belong to ourselves. Our agenda should not be the first thing on our mind, because one, here it is, God created us on purpose. Excuse me. Somebody say on purpose. Secondly, God created us with purpose. Somebody say with purpose. And thirdly, God created us for a purpose. Somebody say for a purpose. This is the reason why you should remember the Lord your creator in the days of your youth. One, because God has created you on purpose. Now, how do you say that? Well, Solomon is speaking. My question to you is, did Solomon not know that he was created by God on purpose, and that he knew that God had chosen him to be who he is, etc.? But it wasn't just Solomon, it's every believer of God. Let me take you back to Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5. Now, I need you to go there because I want you to see these three principles playing out in the scripture. And this is important to see how God operates. One, if you're back in Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5, I want you to read it for me. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5. Begin reading now. Amen, amen. In this singular verse, you're going to see that Jeremiah was made on purpose, with purpose, and for a purpose. Let's go back to the text. Let the text speak for itself. Now, first, when he says, before I formed thee in the belly, I what? Knew thee. The word knew comes from the Hebrew word yada. You know, we hear somebody say yada, 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 right? When you're talking, they say, yeah, yada, 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 which means I know what you're talking about. Yeah, come on with it, right? But yada here means that God knew him intimately. God knew what he wanted him to be. God called him into existence. God appointed him. You need to know you were appointed to this life. You're no accident. Whether your mom and daddy were married or not, you were not an accident. You are God's creation. You are somebody. Don't let anybody tell you any differently. You are somebody, somebody special to God. If you're not special to anybody else, young people, don't forget, you are special to the creator of the entire universe. You can't get no higher than that. Ain't no weed, no crack, no crank, no drug, no drink, no nothing can give you a high as knowing that the creator of everything thinks you so important that he made you himself. You're no accident. Listen to this, because he says, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee, which meant I made thee on purpose. On purpose. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. That's with purpose. Sanctified thee means I separated you. Yes. I gave you an anointing for a specific reason. So you not only were created on purpose and created with purpose, but he goes on to tell him that you were created for a purpose. And I ordained you a prophet unto the nations. So right there in scripture, you see Jeremiah was created on purpose, with a purpose, and for a purpose. Was he the only one? He was given us an example through him. What God has done once, he can do again. God is a God who knows what he's doing. You are no afterthought. What he has for you is no afterthought. And you've got to understand that he has a purpose for your life. Some of you come into that reality early. Some of you don't. This is a good place for me to share my testimony to those of you who don't know it. I found the Lord, as the old folks say, and was baptized at 9 years old. I was growing up in the church. My whole family were religious people. I was always in the church. But it wasn't until 9 years old that I actually felt in my heart that I knew Jesus and was ready to be baptized. I was baptized at the age of, the tender age of 13. The Lord called me to preach his gospel. Listen, I didn't know that I was created on purpose. I didn't know I was created with a purpose. And I didn't even know I was created for a purpose. I just knew that there was something on the inside that wouldn't let me hold my peace. And I ran to my mama and I told her, I said, Mama, the Lord has called me to preach his gospel. And my mother wanted to make sure. She said, son, are you real sure about that? She said, because that's a serious thing. Now, what 13-year-old child? My mama want to do this. My mama want to do that. My mama want to go there. My mama want to go here. But what 13-year-old child says, I want to be a preacher because the Lord called me? I was like, well, mama, I'll go back and I'll check because I waited a long while to tell you this. And when God confirmed in my heart that he had called me to preach, it was unshakable. I could not turn around. I couldn't leave it alone. I had to walk in that calling. Now, many of you young people don't know your purpose yet, but I trust that you'll stay with the Lord and he will reveal it to you. Because he called you into existence for a purpose, to do what he has called you to do. Your prayer should be, Lord, show me what it is you have for me to do for you. Don't get caught up in all of these youthful things where, as Solomon is reminding us, that this time, he says at the end of that 10th verse, that youth was vanity. He didn't mean vanity as in no good, as in worthless. He meant that youth was fleeting, that was passing quickly, and that you come this way one time and one time only, and you never come back this way again. And so you got to make the best of your youth while you have the opportunity. Here's another reason. Because the things you do in your youth will catch up in later years. Can I have some of you older folks in here looking all holy in the eye now, acting all sanctimonious now, will tell some of these young people, you did some stuff you still paying for now in your youth? Some of us didn't follow the golden rule. Some of us didn't obey the word of God. Some of us didn't know the Ten Commandments. Some of us didn't operate in the things of God. And we're paying for it now. Yes. At a later time in our lives. And so we've got to recognize that God has created us on purpose, with a purpose, and for a purpose. He says, when the evil days come not. You know, when you don't have a care in the world, when you're still living under mom and daddy roof, you ain't paying no bills. I mean, you getting the name brand clothes and shoes and tennis, and you driving the car, ain't paying no insurance, ain't buying no gas. You eating up all the food and laying up on all the cool air and just enjoying television. You know, internet, all of the comforts of home. I mean, the evil days ain't came yet. Because all of your needs, mom and dad is still providing. But that means that you need to learn the Lord, surrender to the Lord during this time, to know that it gets tough out there as you keep on living. And mom and daddy won't be able to take care of you always. And mom and daddy can't protect you always. And you need to have a relationship with the one who created you for yourself. I'm talking as a pastor. I'm talking as a spiritual father to the children of God. You got to know him, young people, for yourself. You're never too young. That's why Jesus said, suffer little children to come unto me and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, the things of God. Listen, you parents need to be putting these, your children, in the presence of God, praying for them, bringing them to church, studying the word with them, helping them to understand that they got a choice to go God's way or the world's way. And the world's way, my brothers and sisters, is not what it appears to be. And so many times the world makes what they do that's wrong seems so good. Like everybody's having fun. Everybody's enjoying it. Everybody's doing it. Well, guess what? You're not everybody. You are somebody that God made for his glory. I wish I had a helper. And I thank my God today, my mother, she didn't let me go everywhere with everybody and do everything that everybody did. And I thought she was the meanest woman on planet Earth. But she knew I was somebody special to God. And yet, my brothers and sisters, that was a reality I learned at a young age in serving a true and living God. Here's what it also means. When you go older, when you grow older, it's going to be more temptations, more distractions, more obligations, more things that will call for your attention, that will leave less time and attention for God. And so if you find him at a young age and begin serving him at a young age and worshiping him at a young age and praying to him at a young age and being with him at a young age, you'll find out he'll walk with you through this life. He'll be with you through this life. When you don't know which way to turn, he'll tell you which way to turn. When you don't know how to handle it, he'll show you how to handle it. I'm so grateful now when I look back over my life that when I see what God has done, and he knew what he was doing all the time. I was thinking about that the other day. I said, I've been preaching for the Lord now for 51 years. pastoring 43 years. And I'm only 65 years old. Do you not think I remember the Lord in the days of my youth? I have what it last means is this, that when you start serving him, the younger you are, the less regrets you'll have when you get older. Why? Because he will keep you from a lot of the things that others who didn't get to know him, who didn't get to give their lives to him at a young age, discovered and went through before they found him. And because he loves all of us, whenever you find him, young, middle age, or old, he's going to love you. His purpose for you was always what it was for you, but you didn't come into that reality until you came to him. See, you've got to first come to him before he reveals what he has for you. And so when you yield to God, give yourself to God, God will show you all of the great things he has for you. And young people, believe me when I tell you, as you get older, things change. When you get older, things change. And the things you're doing right now and enjoying right now, when you get older, you won't be able to, you know, all those wonderful things you can eat and just go lay down on and go to sleep. How many when you were younger, you know, you could eat anything. You ain't had to wait no 2 or 3 hours before you go lay down. You can go jump right in your bed. You could jump up out the bed and in 5 minutes get dressed. I mean, you know, you just throw water up, run under it, dry off, come on, put your clothes on, you ready to go. But the older you get, when your eyes open up in the morning, before you even get out of bed, sometimes you got to say, Lord, help me. Sometimes you got to pray before you get down on your knees because you need help getting down on your knees.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's L-O-B-D-E-L-L Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do 3 things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
I've been through the fire.